Hi, it's Dave. About 20 years ago, I visited Afghanistan, and I was deeply moved by the warmth of the people and children there. Over the years, I've visited many countries, and even though we might have different governments, economic systems, cultures, languages, etc., in the end, I think we're really just so similar. I think there's a oneness to the human experience. And so when I hear about millions of children at the brink of starvation, it really breaks my heart. I know it's really easy to get overwhelmed, and there are so many needs everywhere, from our own families to the cities we live in, all the way to across the world. But early on in my journey, I've decided to do what I could. Even if my contribution might seem small at the time, I would trust that maybe it could make a difference. So for this holiday season, I've partnered with a 501c3 nonprofit organization in the US called International Orphan Care to launch a food relief project in Afghanistan. I'm hoping to raise at least $100,000, and I will be giving the first $25,000. So why Afghanistan? For one, Afghanistan is going through one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world right now. Just in the past 4 months, the Afghanistan economy has shrunk by more than 40%. Just think about that, just within 4 months. More than half of the population of 40 million people are facing food shortages. 3 million children are at risk of severe malnutrition, and 1 million children are at the risk of dying from starvation. Now, there are stories of a lot of families in Afghanistan being forced to sell their 5 or 6 year old daughters just so that the rest of the family doesn't starve. And it's only getting worse. The winter is here in Afghanistan, and many people don't have food or heating, and it's become a truly dire situation. Over the past several weeks, I've been trying to find out what I could do and also how I can open up an opportunity for others to get involved. And so I've built some relationships through my recent efforts to help some families out of Afghanistan when the Taliban took over. One of these organizations is International Orphan Care. They've done work in Afghanistan for the past 20 years. And another group is called Afghan Relief Alliance. They're a coalition of about 17 different organizations and businesses, mostly in California and connected to the Afghan American community. And they've coordinated some food relief in various cities throughout Afghanistan over the past year and a half or so. So here's how the food relief project will go. I've linked to a GoFundMe campaign in the video description. All funds will go directly to International Orphan Care, and they will be tax deductible for those in the US. International Orphan Care will work together with the coalition at Afghan Relief Alliance to coordinate new food relief campaigns in Afghanistan that target vulnerable families, and the campaigns will be based upon how much we raise as a community here. I'll go ahead and add more details directly on the GoFundMe page. Also, I want to share some clips of some interviews that I did with the people involved, and they will share more in detail how this food relief project will be coordinated. So first, here's a clip from Mike Whipple. He's the president of International Orphan Care.
Afghanistan is a humanitarian crisis. It is the largest number of people in the world who are at risk of famine. It's a problem that cannot be solved by one group. It's going to take many groups to solve it. But without aid coming from outside, from individual donors, there will be children dying this winter from starvation and cold. There will be elderly people dying this winter from starvation and cold. There will be an absolute disaster in Afghanistan. So we desperately need the help of others to allow us to have the resources to continue to do what we've been doing, to help the most vulnerable, the widows, the children, the people who have the least ability to deal with this crisis and who are suffering because there is no institution in Afghanistan that can do what the international community and what the international organizations that operate in Afghanistan can do.
Next, here's a part of an interview I did with Ghulam Fedda. He'll be the main person coordinating much of the food relief projects. He's a board member of International Orphan Care and also a member of the Afghan Relief Alliance.
So what we do is actually we make a list of the people. One of the organizations make a list of the people who are qualified to get the food package. And then another organization, we send one or two other organizations to verify if these people are really qualified. Once we get that, then we get from the merchant the package, the quotation for the package, a couple of merchants. So we choose that, and then we have connection directly with the merchant themselves, and we send the money directly to the merchant. The money does not go to third person. It goes directly to the merchant. Once the merchant gets the money, and then get ready the food, and transport the food to the distribution site. And there, with the other organization who's volunteered to work with us, distribute the food to the people who's on the list already. So that's actually our process.
And so you guys are collecting money, and then you have a network of organizations in Afghanistan to first find needy people in various cities, and then you actually use different organizations to confirm that there isn't, you know, family, relative relationships, that they actually are getting the food, et cetera. If I raise money like $100,000 or more, can you make a special dedicated report for me with what that, you know, separate money has done? And can you make it into like just one PDF document that could be a public kind of document, public report? Because I want to share it with, you know, anyone who's given and donated as well at the end of the year.
Of course.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, that would be fantastic. What type of food exactly and supplies are you buying and sending to these families? Like, what do they need?
Based on the culture in Afghanistan, the main dish is actually rice. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the bread. So we have the rice, bread. We have beans, you know, because of the it's accessible to them. It's easy to diet, and also the protein. And then we have also tea. There is a list of it that I can show it to you. But the main thing is actually the rice and flour to make breads. Those are the main thing. And then we have the oil for cooking. Some other thing added to, like beans, and they call it dal there, and tea, and all that. It's a list that probably will cost over $50 or $60 per package. Okay. Per family.
So this $50 or $60. Okay, so it's
$50, $60, $70
package of food, rice, flour, beans, oil, all this stuff put together. How long does this usually last a typical family?
We estimated about a family of 5 to 6 a month.
A month, okay.
When we did the COVID, when we started with the COVID, that's actually we estimated about to be enough for a family of 5 to 6 for a month.
So how do you know the food and supplies you are sending are not ending up in the hands of Taliban?
Our people is taking the food when they transport it in one side, and our different organization which we have is controlling it. There is no involvement at all of the Taliban there.
Okay, got it. So you just go around, you buy the food directly, you find the families directly, you give the food, confirm everything directly without the involvement of Taliban at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. I hope all of this information has been helpful. I hope you have a great holiday season. If you're interested, please check out the GoFundMe link in the video description. I'll also be doing another smaller project to help some Afghan refugee families to get resettled in Canada. I'll post a link in the video description as long as that campaign is still active. Anyways, I want to thank you for joining me in this journey, and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.